Texte numéro 20. Coco and your chocolate fix is under threat. The effects of climate change can be seen all around us. Glaciers are shrinking, water levels are changing. The rapid escalation of change, paired with very convincing scientific evidence, suggests we are causing it. It means we might have a chance at arresting or reversing it. One area where we're really starting to see the effects of climate change is with global agriculture. Most crops grow within a relatively narrow range of climatic conditions. They need the right amount of rain and sunshine. They need to grow in the right kind of soil because they've evolved and been bred for very specific conditions. You can't grow bananas in Alaska. In areas where some crops have traditionally been grown with great success, we're starting to see problems. Crop failures are occurring where they shouldn't, and those failures are definitively connected to changes in the climate. What's happening to the cocoa crop in Africa is most certainly linked to climate change. West Africa is a major cocoa producer, but it's getting too hot and might not be able to grow it anymore unless researchers can develop drought-tolerant plants capable of handling hotter, drier conditions. This raises concerns about reactive breeding and genetic engineering. Chocolate is also a huge industry, with a number of major companies involved in the transport, processing and production of chocolate. For West African farmers, the loss of cocoa farms could present serious problems. Those farms were installed in the first place because of the high demand for cocoa in the West, displacing food crops and subsistence farming. Cocoa farming in some regions dates to colonial rule, and as a legacy of colonialism, its decline could have very far-reaching effects. Without cocoa, communities will have trouble supporting themselves, providing employment to residents, feeding themselves and maintaining social order. Temporary fixes in the order of food aid are often proposed, but those aren't going to solve the larger problem. We are drying Africa out. We are milking it for all the resources we can get, and then we are abandoning the empty husk and letting people fend for themselves. It is a twisted system we have created. Since climate change is heavily influenced by Western practices and lifestyles, including pressures on the global south to develop in the way we deem appropriate, we must tie environmental justice in with the larger picture of colonialism, food security and traditional ways of life under threat. This isn't just about handing aid to Africa or providing assistance. Cocoa farms were built at our demand to cater for our hunger for chocolate, and now that they are facing a very real crisis, we need to examine our role in the development of that crisis. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2012.